Now we have the clothing of the high priest, and this is a picture of our great high priest in all of his glorious graces and all of his beauty. Now notice, and he put upon him the coat and girded him with a girdle and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him, and he girded him with the curious girdle to the ephod and bound it unto him therewith. Now there were 8 articles worn by the high priest. 4 were the same or similar to those worn by all the priests, but 4 were peculiar to him, and they were called garments for glory and for beauty, and that separated him from the other priests. Now, the 4 which were common to all the priests were these, the coat, the girdle, the turban or the mitre, a bonnet, and the breeches. Now, these were all made of white linen, with the exception of the turban, and it had that blue on it. The white linen speaks of righteousness. Every believer is clothed in the righteousness of Christ, and to be thus clothed is essential for service, and also to be girded, it's necessary for active obedience. Now we have the coat and girdle mentioned in this verse. They were the basic garments which all the priests wore. Now we went over all of that back in Exodus, and I'm not going to repeat it today. And in verse 8, we're told, he put the breastplate upon him, also he put the Urim and Thummim. Now, again, the breastplate is described back in Exodus 28, and if you want a review, you ought to go back and read that chapter. Now, the Urim and Thummim mean lights and perfections. They were placed in the breastplate, and I do not know exactly how they function. Some think that they had to do with the law, possibly the law written on stones. And in Psalm 19, there may be a reference to this. The law of the Lord is perfect. That's perfection, thummim. And the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. That's light, urim. I think that there is that spiritual application. And I think that these two had something to do with determining the will of God. And we need the Word of God, and we need the leading of God to determine the will of God in our lives today. We need the Urim and Thummim. Whatever that meant, I'm not quite clear. Now, verse 9. He put the mitre upon his head, also upon the mitre, even upon his forehead, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, this was put upon him, and it was holiness unto the Lord. These garments distinguish the high priest from the other priests. And we need to recognize you and I can come as lost sinners to Christ, and we can come today as soiled saints. But my brother, you and I have to know he's holy, and he'll not tolerate sin in our lives. If we're going to come and accept him as Savior, we turn from sin to him. If we are to serve him today, we have to deal with sin in our lives. Now, will you notice as I move on down, we have the consecration of the high priest in verses 10 and 12. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was there and sanctified it. It had been sprinkled with blood before. Now it's anointed with the oil. This means that they were redeemed and cleansed articles, redeemed the blood. The oil, the Holy Spirit cleansed, and the Holy Spirit's represented by the oil, and he's free to move and work in the worship and service of the tabernacle, you see. And we're told today that we're to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now he's sprinkled on the altar. We're told here, verse 11, 7 times anointed the altar, all his vessels, both the laver and the foot of it. Now this act of sprinkling the oil speaks of sanctification. All was now ready for use, each article of furniture set apart for the service of God. Notice, he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. Now, Aaron had the anointing oil poured on him, not sprinkled. It's like the precious ointment, we're told in Psalm 133:2, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. My friends, he just covered with oil. He was a regular oil man. Now, the Holy Spirit was poured upon Christ at his baptism, and he distinctly stated that the Spirit was given to him without measure. That was said in John 3:34. And it's noted that the oil was poured on Aaron before the priests had the blood applied to them. Our high priest needed no offering for sin, but we do. That had to come first. Now you have the clothing of the priests here, and Moses brought Aaron's son, put coats upon them. Now, that means that they were doing it according to the commandment of God, and that they had to stand clothed in the righteousness of Christ.